Oh no! I've been doing that every time I pose!
Sunday! Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to Southern Podcast.
Shut up, man! Dance with me!
Fucking, he's meant to be a singer in a band. Sapnin!
Sapnin!
You are listening to episode 210 of Sapnin Podcast featuring myself, Sean Smith, and my good friend, Morgan Richards.
Yes, it's me, Morgan Richards, and holy roller, this episode will have you falling into a loop of viral videos as we introduce metal's youngest starlight.
Oh, nice. I see what you've done. Very clever. Yes, this week's guest is Harper. Is there a surname? Or is she just going by the one?
Just her. She's like Seal.
Oh,
just one name.
Class. She's like Seal. That's amazing. Yeah. This week's guest is Harper, who you may have seen, who went viral on America's Got Talent. This was a very, very fun chat that we get to have with Harper and his stepdad. And this is one of Harper's first ever long form interviews. I don't think she'd really spoken to many people at this point, other than the America's Got Talent judges, I suppose. So to go from Cowell to Richards and Smith,
bit of a difference. But yes, Harper, you might recognize her as the 11-year-old girl internet sensation who's left her mark on the metal community throughout 2022. She originally went viral with her cover on YouTube of Spirit Box to becoming a semi-finalist on America's Got Talent recently and producing deep screams that plenty of established vocalists are jealous of. Ever since her rise to fame within the last few months, is seeing her sign a deal with Pale Accord, the sister label of Rise Records, released her first single, Falling, and live it up with some of the scene's biggest stars. And after some interaction with us online, we got the chance to speak with Harper and her stepdad, Ben Lumber, the vocalist of post-hardcore band Acres, to get an insight into everything behind the scenes and this absolutely life-changing journey. I know you've been dead impressed with everything, Harper, these last few months, Sean.
Yes, I found it amazing when she went on America's Got Talent, because we don't have anybody representing us lot, do we? The screamy metal rockers. It's always some flouncy, lovely voiced acoustic act, but this time it wasn't. It was Harper and the voice of doom. I thought she was absolutely excellent on America's Got Talent. Because that takes such bravery. Like, doing that with a band, you can always look around and blame the band if things are not going well. Hello, I literally made a career out of it, right? But to go on there on your own with just the backing track and to nail it like she did, no fear, was absolutely class. And this was a very, very interesting conversation. We very much enjoyed talking to Harper and her stepdad. She starts out a little bit, you know, shy and giggly, and by the end of it, she's throwing things out there that some things we didn't even ask. So
Yeah, literally. And she asks her dad to give us permission to tell a lot of secrets. So this is a really insightful chat, but it's been so good to see the metal community embrace her so much as well. I've seen people from Sam from Architects to Lamb of God sharing their posts and everything. So it's been great to see. And in this conversation, we talk about everything from how all of this started, going on stage with her favorite band, Spirit Box, in London, advice Courtney Plant has given her personally, impressing the America's Got Talent judges, and secrets behind the show, what Simon Cowell is actually like in person after scaring him, writing with Ben, juggling everything with her schoolwork, and so many secrets along this mad, mad journey. It's a really good chat, really different side of the industry that I'm excited to hear. But before we go straight into it, just a quick reminder, if you enjoy these podcasts and what me and Sean do each and every week, please go and support us via our Patreon page, patreon.com/sapnin. Over there, there's a load of exclusive bonus podcasts, behind the scenes looks into what we do, and you get included into a wonderful community of people who interact with each other on the daily, meet up at gigs, just have a laugh and help support this thing and make it happen each Friday. So that's patreon.com/sapnin. Give us a follow at sapninpod on Twitter and Instagram. But without any further ado, this is Harper and Ben on episode 210 of Sapnin Podcast.
I wish I had one name. How cool would it? Sean, man. Just Sean. What Sean? You know, Sean. The Sean. What Harper? Harper, man! The Harper! Jealous, man. Sapnin!
Sapnin!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sapling!
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 Sapling, boys!
Sapling! We are joined at the moment, most viral metaller in the world at the moment, ooh. I'd say. A lot of people have seen it. I showed it to my dentist today as well. My dentist was like, oh, there's a podcast going. And I was like, check this out. I'm speaking to this girl later. And he was like, holy shit. And I was like, I didn't think you were allowed to swear. But he did. So, yes, this week's guest is joined by her stepdad, is the fantastic Harper. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Yeah, good. Thanks, guys. How are you both?
Warm. Yeah. Too warm.
Yeah, right.
You know. It's very hot, but we can't complain because you guys are getting ready to go back out to LA in the midst of all this madness at the moment. Yeah, how's things going every day and just behind the scenes?
The day's been horrible. It's been hot. I had to help my mum and she said she's not going to pay me anymore.
Oh, what?
She's like, every hour you get £5. And I'm like, okay. And I had £15. And she was like, oh, I forgot my wallet.
Oh. Do
you have a wallet? Ooh,
yeah, well, it won't be long now. When you, after you've won America's Got Talent now, right? Then you can maybe, you could put your mother on a wage. You could give your mother a wage to do stuff for you.
My room's a bit dirty. you go clean it.
Exactly.
Hello, get it out! Or, Ben can do it.
Oh,
I don't know about that.
We'll make a deal right here, right?
Oh, God.
Ben will clean up your room if we definitely win America's Got Talent, right? How's that?
You'll clean it every year until I turn 18.
Okay, deal. You
15,
win it.
We'll, 15.
All right, we'll check on that. Go then.
I'm crossing toes.
There you go.
Wait.
Nice. They're shaking hands.
Stick your tongue out. Because you're probably doing that. No, sticky.
There you go, right. Okay. done deal.
But I'm sure, like, these last few months, I mean, everything must have just felt, like, so surreal with everything going crazy online and just all the reactions to everything. What is it being, like, what was this time period being like for you? There's so much has happened. I'm sure you just can't really keep up with everything.
It's been mad. Like, we started this, like, in where we're sat now, just behind you, like, last year in COVID. And Harper, we were showing Harper Spirit Box, and then we did some recording, didn't we? And it kind of just spiraled from that. And it's about a year, it's just been like, it's crazy.
You're a metaler yourself then, I guess. You must be very much into this.
Yeah. Well, I sing in a band, and I think how it kind of originally started was I would come home with new songs from the studio, play them, and then my wife, Hannah, would just be like, yo, Harper, like, sing it like Ben, like a nursery rhyme. So it was always just like Harper shouting and stuff like that.
I've never heard my mum say, yo.
I remember saying, yo, so I'm going to go.
Yo, Harper, have a look at this.
Yeah, Harper, when did you like first realize that this is something like you were enjoying and you wanted to give it more of a go and it lead to everything it has now?
When I was 9 years old and my stepdad first showed me a Spirit Box song.
What was it about Spirit Box? Was it that Courtney is fantastic? Is it that she's so powerful? Or yeah, was it just the music that you liked?
I really like the music because I've never heard it before. I'm like, that's cool. And then I started getting into that music and I just absolutely loved it. I started getting obsessed and I'm like, okay, now I love it so much.
Nice. Well, do you remember the first time that you did a scream? Like, do you remember? How did that go? How did that come about?
I don't think it was quite well. I think I did it, but not well. I think it was just like a little tiny. Ah.
Snap, me too. That's how I started. Like I started doing it and I couldn't scream at all. And then one day it just happened in rehearsal when we were rehearsing. And then my band were like, oh my God, you've got a talent. I can't believe
you've
it.
You got a talent, Harper.
Yeah, you got to perform with Spirit Box. That must have been absolutely insane. How was that for you?
It was really shocking because I never thought. So since I just ended up doing a cover of one of her songs, I was like, I like that. And then somehow we met in LA and then she was like, if you want, you can come to one of my songs. I'm like, sure, I don't mind that. And I'm like, finally.
Nice. Well, before America's Got Talent, had you done anything on stage before?
Mm-hmm. No.
So America's Got Talent was like the first time you were on stage ever. Wow, you are braver than I could ever be. That's insane to me. That's amazing.
I had cramps under my eyes. So I was like,
well, yeah, you had traveled from the UK to LA. So yeah, you probably expected to be tired. But yeah, that's such an amazing thing for that to be your first ever performance. Congratulations. That's amazing.
And obviously there's been so much kind of attention and the internet's been going crazy with just so many, you've been doing so many interviews, there's so many articles and bands talking about you, but I'm sure just kind of having that moment with Courtney and Spirit Box meant a lot to you personally, and
yeah,
really show how far you've come with this in this short period of time.
Yeah, it meant a lot because stop smiling. I've never seen you smile before.
Exclusives live on Sapnin Podcast. Ben's first ever smile. Yeah.
I never see him smile. The only time I've seen him smile was at Mum's wedding, and he was just like
If you can, talk to us about the whole process of America's Got Talent and how that kind of started. Was it just something you guys thought to give a go? I mean, when did it turn into something you wanted to really explore?
Since I was seven, my sister used to love America's Got Talent. She was like, huh, have a look at this new video they put up. And I was like, okay. And then my sister kept showing me all of them. I was like, okay, it's quite talented. That boy's quite talented. That girl's quite talented. She's talented. He's talented. And I'm like, okay, I really want to go on there now. But since I didn't have a talent then, I didn't really know what to do until 2 years later, I ended up in the office. Ben showed me a song of Courtney. Holy River. I tried it. I did it. A talent. I wanted to go to American Talent. They accepted. And then that's how I ended up on stage.
Nice. Well, did you have to send in a video of you performing before going out to LA?
Yeah, we didn't for that one, did we?
Can I be honest with them?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
They were the ones that asked me to go.
Class.
Nice.
Class, yes.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, I think they saw the video and they reached out and they're just like, yo.
You need to go on the
Oh, yeah, you can just come over straight in front of the judges. And so we were just like, do you want to do it? And yeah, absolutely.
I was like, you think I'll deny that?
Did you get to meet any of the judges prior, or was that all just live and you meet them for the first time then and there?
Like, you don't see them until you go up on stage, so.
Wow. What does Simon Cowell look like up close?
Hopefully he doesn't see this.
He won't. I don't think he listens. I don't think he listens, to be honest. But
all the judges were blown away, and you know, you kind of scared Simon Cowell to begin with. Yeah. But I'm sure that was a nice reaction for you to seeing the whole crowd behind him, but especially the judges kind of freak out like that.
When he jumped like that, I nearly busted out in laughter. I was like, don't smile, Harper. Or it will look like you're about to laugh. And I was like, don't smile.
Yeah. You've got to be serious doing metal. You can't be smiling. But yeah, what a fantastic performance. And then that performance in London with Spirit Box was awesome. Are you more excited about performing now again on America's Got Talent?
I'm definitely going to have more energy because I've got my whole family with me this time. Hopefully even Ben.
Everyone's going. All of us.
You're scared of flying.
I am scared of flying, but I'm going to do it.
I can blame you. It's terrifying.
Ben,
it's terrifying.
Ben, you're
going to be on this
plane.
Oh, she's been up.
Thank you. You're not this yet. Yeah, we're all going over this time, which is really cool. Brothers and sisters, mum. So I think we're there for like 3.5 weeks?
Hmm?
3.5 weeks, we're over there for?
We're gonna be here for like a month.
Yeah, almost a month.
Nice. Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. Do America's Got Talent pay for all that then?
Except for my flights. So okay. They pay for my flights with an adult, but everyone else, you're paying. Oh,
yeah. Bloody Simon Cowell. Yeah, that's how he's made his millions.
Yeah, Simon Cowell. My mum has to pay for my sister, my brother, my stepdad. I don't think my mum wants to spend all that money. Okay.
I noticed earlier I went on to Pale Code Records. We're in partnership with Rise Records. I saw Harper merchandise. How does that feel? That's gonna feel crazy to have your own t-shirts and stuff out.
Did you buy one?
No, not yet.
Uh-oh.
Mum's bought one for you. Well, can I you started all this. You started all this. You buy one of my t-shirts.
In my defense, when they first come out, the shipping was more than the t-shirts. So like,
yeah, that.
Mum bought one.
We'll get one in LA.
Mum bought one.
Yeah, I was going to say, get a ship to your hotel in LA. Cheaper. Nice.
Cheaper. Class.
We're going to see Jason anyway, and for you, so you just say bring some t-shirts.
When?
When we're over there at some point.
It's Courtney. Am I going to see Courtney?
I don't know.
I tell you what you should do. You should wear one of them Harper ones, the ones with the death metal graphics on America's Got Talent.
That's so cool.
But everyone has some.
Huh?
Everyone has some. I want something that's like unique. Because everyone has some on that first thing going like, I want to take out merch. And then they always have that one...
Spike
one thing, it's cool, but I want something unique.
What would be your dream merch? What would be your dream design? What do you want?
I like how she's looking around the room. What do we need in the room? What do we need in the room? Court hangers, Harper court hangers.
Show them what?
Excuse me.
This is your.
Oh, what are we doing? Oh, here we go. Okay. Oh, it's a hat.
It's a hat. I don't know how to do my signature, but I want my signature big name.
Ah.
Not to show off, but...
is that Courtney's?
Yep.
Ah.
I want to wear it.
I saw she signed some new trainers as well.
Yeah, I left them at my dad's.
And then you signed hers as well, didn't you? Nice.
We'll wear this now. Hot outside anyway.
but speaking of like releasing your own music now, I'm sure that's kind of an insane thing to think about, starting off with covers. Now you have your own music. How did that process really start with everything?
We had a guy called Chris from Currents who wrote the single. Kind of, I helped write it, and then Harper did all the changes, named the song and things like that. And then we actually shot the music video in our garden shed as well, which was pretty fun. It was dead DIY. This is before we had like labels and stuff like that. We didn't know what we were going to do with it. So we just, not at the time, no. That's why we shot it in the shed.
You do now.
You do now.
Exactly. Yeah. But is it quite nice for the two of you to kind of collaborate that way as well, that you can kind of bring something to the table and then Harper, you're kind of nitpicking and see what better ideas you can put in there?
I'm like, let's just change that. Ben won't notice.
It was definitely fun. Like it's been cool to see Harper kind of grow and start wanting to have input and ideas and things like that. We're doing some new songs at the moment. And that you wanted like guitar solos and stuff, didn't you? So it's
my new guitar.
It's cool to see her kind of coming into her own a bit.
This is my new guitar. It's not my guitar.
It's a bass.
Oh no, I did see that. I did see that. Did Fender give Harper a new guitar?
Not yet.
Oh.
But soon.
Oh. It's coming. It's coming.
Coming soon. Hopefully.
Is the plan now to kind of just work more on new music together and maybe like just drop more singles or towards an EP or an album or something like that?
Yeah, the plan is just to drop like some singles, just record some
ten singles.
Maybe, and then I guess we'll see where we go from there with it.
Ten.
Or where you want to go with it.
Two. I have 8 more to go.
Yeah, okay.
Are there any collaborations in the pipeline? I don't know, maybe Courtney or Spirit Box or anybody else like that.
What's a collaboration? Is it one where you do a song with someone?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to do one with Courtney. Can you set me and Courtney up to do a song together?
I love that. Then you could see the moment. You could see the moment she realised she wanted it, and she changed to be ever so nice. That was beautiful. Oh, can you? Yeah, that's great. I'm sure she'd do it. I'm sure she'd do it.
She's lovely.
And you're on the same
lovely.
Record label.
You and I?
It's got...
Yes, you can. Yes,
it's better for everyone. Yeah, it's definitely better for everyone if Harper and Courtney do a song together, I think. So
it would go viral.
100%, yeah. We should make that a thing. We should...
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that means I get to see Courtney even more.
Exactly. Yeah. When, and then you end up touring with Spirit Box.
Yeah.
So it would be Harper supporting Spirit Box. That would be amazing. You could sing with them every night.
Since I'm doing more of Courtney, I'll get to skip school more because she lives
there's that too.
But
school gone.
But when you got to hang out with Courtney Harper, like what was she kind of saying to you? Was there any like advice she was giving or just kind of words of wisdom?
She told me when I was on America's Got Talent, I got really, really scared. Like I was like so scared. I was like, I don't want to go on stage. And then Courtney, I went outside to talk to her and she was like, just don't look at their faces. Where do I look then? At their nose. It's like, so look at a nose for like a couple seconds and then like look at a nose for like 3 seconds and then look at another and 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 look at another. And look at another. I don't do it. Don't tell her that, but I didn't. I just looked at the judges the whole time, basically. I was like,
uh-oh. But yeah, you killed it. Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah, it's amazing. I showed my mother and everything, and yeah, it's awesome. Congratulations on it.
Thank you.
You mentioned school. What do your kind of school and friends and all that think of all this?
They disagree. Basically.
Oh, what?
So we have not all of them, but so like in my school, people, they're gone now. They're year sevens now. They're like gone. So like I don't even deal with those problems anymore. But the year sixes are year sevens now. But like, they used to go, that's not singing. And we have this karaoke thing. When it's not karaoke, it's where you play music. And my friend, I don't want to say names, Georgia. Georgia was like, oh, it'll be so funny to put on one of Harper's songs when everybody hates me. Not everyone, but like these boys. And I'm like, shut up. It's just singing. Leave me alone. And then Lily was like, Georgia was like, and then everyone was just a crowd around, and then I was in the circle, and everyone was like, what is that? And I was like, leave me alone.
But that's awesome, though. That's awesome. That's one of the things I learned when my band was doing very well was to not care about people's opinions. The only people's opinions you need to care about are the people close to you, who you care for, and your own. That's it. Don't let the opinions of other people who are not doing anything with their lives or are not trying or are not studying or you know that they're not going to do anything. Don't let them affect you because...
I don't study well.
That's all right. That's all right. As long as you try. As long as you try. And then you never know. Now you could be the world's biggest metal front person now.
Who doesn't study?
I'd be surprised if a lot of the top metalers have ever studied, to be honest. Anyway, so, you know, it doesn't like it. It's all right.
Yeah, I went to college.
Mum didn't.
Uh-oh.
Mum said, I went into college, went out. Into college, went out. Into college, went out. And I stopped.
Snap. Yeah, me too. I did that. And then my band started doing well. So, yeah, it's...
And you're
I
like,
understand. I understand. Yeah. Get out of this. I'm not going like, to college anymore.
Maybe
yeah.
I'm done with this and just like, bye.
Bye-bye, education. I've got to go and shout at people's faces.
I spent a lot of money on education and now I'm here. Yeah, so that's turned out well.
Abba doesn't actually know that we've got a big red folder from the school to take to LA of school.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you now. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
So you can do a little bit.
Just to tell you, I don't study well, but I do get good grades on everything except for math and English and writing and spelling. Especially spelling, it's F.
It's a long time on the plane. You'll get bored. I'm sure you can just get some of the homework out there.
What if I crash? Will I not be famous anymore?
Can you stop?
What am I? Yeah.
Don't worry, Ben. If you land in water, you'll be fine.
Good. It's fine. You'll swim.
The journey is mostly water as well.
You'll get eaten by a shark.
but obviously, as I said, you've had like so much attention from different things. If it's kind of magazines or people getting in touch online, is there anyone else that's really being surprising or blowing you away that has given you like positive comments, or any other bands that have kind of shared their love or wanted to get in contact with you?
Yes, but I can't remember.
What?
Trying?
No. Norman Reedus from The Walking Dead follows Harper, and he comments a bunch, so that's pretty cool.
Wow. That's class.
Yeah,
I saw you doing a Drowning Pool cover of the song Bodies. Fantastic. Hell of a scream in the beginning.
Yeah, Drowning Pool.
Yeah.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Not as good as Courtney.
Is there anybody else in the metal scene that you'd like to do a song with or perform with or cover?
Currents.
Nice.
Definitely.
Good, great plug.
Of course. Of course, Currents. I can't remember the next one. Have you watched Stranger Things? This is just like, there's a song in it. I just can't remember what. Have you watched all of it? Just in case.
Have I? No, I'm an episode from the end. But you can spoil it. It's fine. It's fine. Is it Master of Puppets? Are we talking about Master of Puppets?
Yes, thank you.
Nice.
Class. I was like, I don't want to spoil it just in case.
I think your scream is too good for that song, though, to be honest. Like, ooh. I like the song, but I think your vocal is better than James Hetfield's. So,
The only thing I like about it is, like, I haven't even listened to the real song. I just like the way the guitar just goes... Decline it!
I have.
Who's calling you?
My mum.
That is disrespectful. Yeah. I would call... I would pick up the phone to my mum, not just go...
What other bands are you just enjoying and listening to at the moment?
Does it have to be metal?
No, tell us anything. Oh, thank God. Anything.
Olivia Rodrigo, Eminem. I can't remember.
Eminem.
Nice.
I love Eminem. I just wasn't expecting it from somebody under 25. that's class. Nice. Olivia Rodrigo, Eminem. Who else?
Dr. Dre. I don't want to say the other one.
What?
Lil Wayne.
Oh, I love a bit of Wheezy. That's awesome.
And that's it. I don't want to say the rest. I like Alpha Wolf. Can I just say a secret thing? Mm-hmm. I have a secret.
Go on. Yeah. I'm 55.
I'm 72. That's not a secret.
I knew it. I could tell by the eyes.
We love secrets.
I'm going up on stage with him.
Oh,
nice.
I've completely forgot the song, so I don't know what to do. The only part I know is Akaduma.
There you go.
That's all I remember. I'd just be in the background, and then when it's my turn, I'm like, I couldn't know, I wouldn't go back.
they're a fantastic band, Alpha Wolf. They've just released a split EP with my friends in Holding Absence, which
I'll show you. It's very good.
What is it?
like a small compilation of songs.
So Holding Absence, they've got the Harry Styles of rock. That's what I'm claiming now. The singer is like the Harry Styles of rock, except he's got an even better voice, I think, than Harry Styles. So,
guys, we won't keep you too much longer because we know you've got a lot going on and you've got to get ready for LA and everything. But with everything we've mentioned, is there anything that both of you are doing in particular to kind of cherish all these moments and memories that are coming forth at the moment? Is there anything you're doing to kind of make the most of all of it?
You go fast.
I'm cherishing everything. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's been a mad year, but I've done a lot of filming as well with Harper, things like that. Like we went to Fender together, which is really cool. I'm lucky enough to be able to go over to LA with her next week to go and be there for that, because it sucks not being there the first time. But yeah, we've been doing I've just been taking a lot of like behind the scenes stuff, just memory keepsakes, things like that. We filmed Fender, the pizza party. So it's kind of going to be nice to be able to look back at that and see maybe where she is next year and go through the stages of what's been going on.
Just don't take too many, because I don't want to look at 100 videos.
Okay.
wait, Harper, you say this now, right? This happened to me. I was like, no, I don't need a photographer. I don't need a cameraman with me. And now I regret not having that with me. So you were lucky that you've got some of the TV footage to document it. And obviously Ben obviously loves you very, very much and is documenting it all as well. And when you're older, you're going to look back at that and you're going to be so thankful to Ben for recording that. You regret saying that.
Do you have a favourite photographer?
Oh, do I have a favourite photographer?
Photographer?
Yeah, there's one at Kerrang magazine called Paul Harries, who I'm sure you'll be working with at some point, who is a lovely man, a great photographer. He's friends with like Slipknot. He's friends with My Chemical Romance. That's
Ben.
Class.
Can I go see him tomorrow, please?
Whoa! I'll hit him up later, don't worry.
What's her name? She's just so sweet. Ashley. She's nice because I wasn't trying to be rude to her, but I said I didn't like a photo and I felt so bad, so now she's my favorite.
Who's it? Is this Ashley B? Are we talking about Ashley?
Yeah, we know Ash.
Nice. I know. Yeah, we all know Ash. Yeah, that's close. She's awesome. I love Ashley's work.
Yeah, she does a bunch of work for you, don't she? Comes around with you taking photos and stuff. It's cool.
Yeah, that's class. So, yeah, what can we expect next? Like, Fallin' is out now, and it is crushing. It's one of the best heavy songs of the year. What can we expect next? Like, I know you've got America's Got Talent coming up, but what else is there?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
New song?
Oh, no.
Can you
tell us what the name of the song is, or are you not allowed?
I don't know.
Clive. I've called the song Clive. But yeah.
I'll call it. Oh no. Oh, I thought you guys hanged up, but it was Ben's phone. Like, what? Am I taking too long?
Jim the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Auto-tune.
Auto-tune the song. That's not a bad
name. Nice.
Because everyone thinks it's auto-tune. I'm like, it's named auto-tune now.
Nice.
And with all that, Harper, is there anything that you've just really enjoyed out of everything lately that we maybe haven't talked about, or just something that you always get excited about?
I think you've talked about everything I'm excited about, really.
Awesome. Well, yeah, thank you very much for giving us your time. I think what you've done by going on America's Got Talent is brilliant. I think it's also a genius move, because whatever happens now, people know about you as the metal screaming girl, and that's awesome. Everything that happens to you from now on, I think, is going to be brilliant. And I just want to say good luck with it and congratulations on all this success so far.
Thank you.
And I hope we get to meet in the future at some point. That would be awesome.
Do you live in America?
No.
No, Wales. Far Wales. From it.
Probably not far that far from you.
You could have said that. I went to Wales.
What?
A week ago.
What? Where did you go?
I don't know. My dad just wanted me to take him to his friends, and I am not gonna lie, his friend like is rich. Like I was like, Rick. I wasn't saying it. Like,
wait a minute. Did you say rich? Did you say rich or French?
His name's Rich as well.
He's rich and rich. Richie Rich.
Like, I hope he doesn't see this, or my dad. He's a little girl, right? And then I went into the living room, right? The whole living room was filled with toys, and I was like, I wish I had this when I was, like, 7 years old. And she was, like, four, and I'm like, okay. And I went into her room, because that's where I was sleeping, right? A full-on queen-size bed, and she's 9 years old! When I was younger, I was like, I wish I had this toy when I was younger. And then she had it. And I was like, yeah.
Yes. But anyway,
you'll do better
after
than
this
that.
Now,
you'll have,
yeah, you're going to do better than that. You'll have, yeah, everything. By the end of the year now, you'll be on course to be massive as a mega star. So congratulations. Thank you very much for giving us your time. Congratulations to you. Congratulations, Ben. And yeah, we cannot wait to see what you do next. Good luck at America's Got Talent. Send Simon our love. Good luck with it. We appreciate you very, very much. Well done.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for having us.
You're listening to Simon Podcast. Yeah, socialize. That was the fantastic Harper and stepdad Ben. Thank you very much for giving us the time. It was a very, very interesting chat. I've always wanted to know about behind the scenes of America's Got Talent and Britain's Got Talent and all of them singing competitions. And so it was a nice little peek behind the curtain for us. So thank you very much again to Harper and Ben for coming on. We enjoyed it very much. Check out Acres, Ben's band. Very, very good. We had a great time with them.
Yeah, it was so good to have one of her first long form interviews. And I think having Ben there as well gave a good insight into the kind of writing process and the little secret of how everything has gone. But so far, 2022 has been such an insane year for her. It's mad to see all these opportunities and stuff she's doing in such a young age. And I'm looking forward to how she evolves and progresses with everything. And I think she's probably going to be one of the biggest metal acts in a few decades to come. So best of luck with her for everything going forward.
A few decades?
Well, you know, in a couple of decades.
Won't it last that long? Couple of decades till she starts making money. No. She'd be massive by this time next year. I reckon she'll end up on Download or what else? Bloodstock. I reckon Bloodstock will have her.
I meant in a few decades' time, she would have been the big act, like established by. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I thought you were saying
no,
he was going to take her.
No, she's not waiting. She's massive now. But anyway, her debut single, Falling, is available to stream everywhere now. She's been in the studio recently, so expect some new music soon. And she's just brought out a collaboration with Jax on one of their hits, Victoria's Secret. They've done a metal version reimagined that you can listen to now. Loads of YouTube covers to check out from Architects, Ed Sheeran, and Bring Me the Horizon. And Ben's band, Acres, have a bunch of new music coming out as well. Pre-orders are available for their new album, Burning Throne, coming out in March 2023. And as we record this, the band are currently on tour across the UK and Europe.
Oh, nice.
With Being As an Ocean and Our Good Friends as Everything Unfolds.
Nice. So yeah. That's Lincoln. Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that was happening. That's awesome.
Yes.
Good times.
They're playing in Germany, Hamburg tonight, a couple of shows in the Netherlands and Antwerp throughout the weekend, and then all of next week they're in the UK, including Cardiff, Glasgow, Birmingham, Leeds, London, and Manchester. So go and check out all of those bands' websites for dates and stuff, and then you can go up to Ben and be like, oh, hey, do you want something? But
be like, oh, fucking yeah, I wish I'd fucking done that. Them two fucking plonkers. Fucking hell. I had more life out of fucking Simon Cowell's face, talking to just to Simon Cowell's dead plastic face. But, yeah, would that work if I had a bash? Do you think if I went on Britain's Got Talent?
Right, what? Are you screaming? Like, are you just going full on screaming?
Yeah, just full on. Like, I don't think it'd be acceptable. I don't think I'd get through. I don't think I'd get through. Which is sad. I wish I hadn't started thinking about this now, because it's made me feel worthless. But congratulations, Harper.
Cool. Here's a question. Speaking of reality shows and stuff, I saw that Big Brother is coming back.
Oh.
And you've mentioned in the past that, you know, there was some talk back in day about you maybe going on the show and whatnot.
Back in day, yeah.
What we got to do to get you back on Big Brother then?
Is it normal person Big Brother? Because I'd probably get that one, wouldn't I? If it's celebrity Big Brother, I don't stand a chance, do I? Because I don't think remembering back that far counts. But again, if mass murderer Matt Hancock can come third and I'm a celebrity, get me up here.
Don't get me started on that.
I'm sure Sean Smith, who hasn't killed anyone, could probably get on something like that. But hey, I know the producers of Big Brother, Endemol, listen to this each and every week. So get in touch with me and Morgan. Either one of us will do it.
Fuck hell. You don't want to see me on a show like that. Fuck.
Well, we don't want both of us. But like both of us at the same time will be a nightmare.
What, like one of us would be very good. Together.
Bro. It'd be fuck.
They only count as one person as well. On these shows, they get invited to stuff, but they count as one person. And I don't think that should be allowed.
Yeah. Do you reckon people factor them in and they're like, well, yeah, two seats. Like when they invite them things, well, that's two seats for Jedward now. Do everyone ever go, oh, we can't have Jedward, they're a fire risk because they come as a pair and we've only got enough room for one of them. Say the Jed or Wood, like. Is that one called Jed or one called Wood? No, one's called John and one's called Edward. Fair play to Edward, right? He's got 90% of that name, hasn't he?
Yeah.
John's literally just got and then Edward, like. Fucking full name, like. Nice. Hey, John and or Edward or Jed or Wood or whatever your names are, come on a podcast. Come and have a chat to us about Blink-182. Because I think that would be good. I've enjoyed seeing them and Tara Reid going about singing like lunatics lately. So, John and Edward, come on a podcast. Hey, guys, if you're listening to this, get in touch with us at Sapling Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and sometimes TikTok. But also, get in touch with Jedward at Jedward Planet, I believe they are, on the socials. How do I know so much? I don't know. But get in touch with Jedward and tell him to come on the podcast because we'd love a chat with him. And there would be no piss taking. We wouldn't do it to be mean. I genuinely just care about the boys' opinions. Yeah, Jedward, give us a shout.
Yeah, and on a previous episode, we had the Dangerous Summer on, and their guitarist Matt has one of their phone numbers and was trying to phone them live on the podcast, but we were at a festival and didn't go through. So there's loads of connections there. That's gone very weird. Before we wrap this up, I imagine a few Spirit Box fans listen to this. We've had Courtney Plant on the podcast quite a while back. I think episode 102, to go and check that out. And we should give a shout out to Ashley B, who gets mentioned in the episode, who takes a lot of Harper's photos, who took photos of the blackout recently as well for your download announcement. So it's, again, mad how there's so many connections within this industry.
Bro, it's a tiny world. It's an absolutely tiny world. And the sooner everybody realizes that, I think the better the world becomes. Because I think we all think the world is so massive, right, that you don't care about other parts of the world or other sides of the world because you're like, that's 2 million miles, and it's not. And then you find out you've got people in connection and stuff like that, and yeah, it's mad. Like Ashley B, photographer, unbelievable photographer from Cardiff, friends with Harper, friends with us, shot the latest blackout photos that we used for the download announcement. So, one of them should be going up again on our socials very soon. Just check it out. Thank you again to Ashley B for taking those photos. Absolute stellar job. I owe her a £4 because I tried to send her money and it backfired and took money off because he was friends and family. Not friends and family. Shit. But yes, thank you very much to Ashley. She did that, the turnover, and how quick she said yes to all of that without knowing it was the blackout was amazing. And then she found out it was the blackout and she posted something after she took photos of us. She posted something like about life coming full circle from, you know, being a fan of a band to then take your photos of. It might not have been a blackout band. she might have shot somebody else that day, but that's what I read into, because my ego needed it. So, thank you very much to Ashley B. She's been a fucking complete legend to me since I first met her, and I'm very grateful for her. So, yes. Also, before we get into the end bit of the podcast, I want to give a shout out to former guest Stephen Battelle from Lost Alone, who I've been speaking to lately, and me and him and some of his friends have been chatting online via the WhatsApp talk function. And he's potentially hooking us up with a future guest. So we're very, very excited about that one. If that happens, that'll be fantastic. Yeah. We've got a brilliant voice note from the potential guest saying they'd love to come on. So fingers crossed, yes.
Yes, nice one, Patel. We love you very much. And that's just a lesson to everyone to be kind to each other, to be nice to each other, especially in this scene. We all like the same stuff. So just be nice, man. That's the takeaway. And speaking of people who are
nice. It's a t-shirt idea. Be nice, man. Be nice, man. It's exactly. Like be kind, but better. Yeah. Be nice, man.
Be nice, man. But speaking of nice people, if you head to the description of this episode, there's loads of names of very nice people in there that we need to thank. From our Patreon community, patreon.com/sapnin. Sign up to there to support this podcast and make it happen each and every week and get a load of bonuses back for your subscription. You get included into meeting a bunch of people that are going to be your new best friends, and Sean is going to read out some of the top tiers of that Patreon community right now.
Yes, last week we updated, we added to our Patreon a behind-the-scenes chat about what's going on with the blackout and the download announcement, and we talk about some behind-the-scenes stuff that's happened with the band and the contracts and stuff about festivals. So if that interests you, patreon.com/sapnin. Like Morgan said, you can give as little or as much as you like. If you are Elon Musk and you are throwing away billions so people will stop making fun of you on Twitter, people are making fun of you on our Patreon group. So best join that, Elon. And by joining that, I mean buy the Patreon. If you make your own tier, if you give us £2 million and we'll stop this podcast dead next week. I'm out this bitch. Anyway, we have to thank these top tiers. As Morgan mentioned, there's loads of fucking people in the description. And I had to swear because to this day, every single time I check it, I am wowed by the fact that anybody's part of our Patreon. So let alone loads of people. So thank you very much. Kylie Wheeler, Mayumi Liwue, Janelle Caston, Paul Hirschfield, Tony Top of the World Michael, Dilly Grimwood, Kelly Irwin, Nathan Croshaw, Emma Barber, Mitch Perry, Scarlett Charlton, Rara, Sammy G, Kat Besson, Dana Lasnova, Jenny Robinson, Murray Grimwood, Scott Jones, Amy Dawson, Amy Louise, Stuart McNaught, Stephen Aston, M. Evans Roberts, Caroline Robinson, Kate Patak, Louis Cook, Martina McManus, I don't know why I literally went slow motion in the middle. Martina McManus. Carl Pendlebury. Come on, Aussies. Come on, come on. I don't know what that means, and I don't know if that's in regards to the football or somebody is really sexually attracted to Australians. Thank you very much. James McNaught, Jenny Munster, Kelly Cannon, Emily Perry, John and Emma, Jason Heredia, Craig the Boys Are Back in Town Harris, Gary White, Khalilah Keane, Adam King of the Goths Parslow. Check out his band, The Nightmares. Thank you very much, Ollie Amesbury. Josh, police have arrested the world tongue twister champion. They'll say you'll be given a tough sentence, crisp. Thank you very much, Alice Wood, Katrina Robinson, Reese Bowring, Kate Stevenson, Kyle Agadu, Push Pineapple, Shaker Tree, David Smith. And last but no means least, thank you very much to Connor Lewins and family. And yes, thank you very much to everybody in the description. Anyone's ever been part of the Patreon, if you're thinking about it, fucking get a move on, man!
Please, it would help us out very much, and we love everyone who supports us with a whole heart. Thank you again to Harper and Ben for coming on. Thank you for everyone listening, and we will be back each and every Friday with a new episode, but...
Well, that's not true. Not if Elon Musk gets in touch with
us. Well, maybe, but if you subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast, we might put an extra bonus conversation out midweek, maybe, so...
Fucking hell. Pooh buggers. But yes, we will. Anyway, I got to go. My battery's about to run out, which is terribly unprofessional, but that's where we are. So we can say that.
That's it. That was just, right. Yeah. Sign up to the Patreon so we can buy a better battery for Sean. Thank you.
Well, not just that. When we went down to see Alexis on Fire the other week in Southampton, I got excited in leaving the venue and my phone left my pocket and smashed on the floor. And now my camera is smashed. There's a crack perfectly through the middle of my camera lens. Who'd have thought, eh, God? So, I can't even fucking take photos or shoot videos at the moment. So that's fine.
Patreon.com /Sapmin to get us new batteries, new phones, new microphones, whole new personalities, everything. Please. Thank you.
Yes. I want a fucking cave made out of gold. Make us a cave. Yeah. Anyway. Sapmin! Oh, I'd like my own cave at the moment, to be honest. Fucking, I'm never going to be able to afford a house at this rate.
You're listening to Sapmin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.